Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? Everybody, I just want to say thank y'all for tuning in to Soar Every Day with your boy Petey Pete. Hope everybody is out there having a blessed day. Hope everybody out there is having a great day, man. What's today? Thursday? I thought that direct deposit was going to hit today. And I was like, oh, man. Well, I guess we got to wait till tomorrow. But, yo, man, as well, man, I went to go work out today, man. Shout out to everybody who's trying to better their body up, man. I just now got back into it. And as well, man, I came home, tried to take a shower. I was like, let me hurry up so I can go live, you know, and get on my radio show. And found out I didn't have no soap. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have no soap. For those who got kids knows what happens when you get in the shower and you don't got no soap. You use the baby soap. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, nah, let me hold off real quick on the baby soap. So put some water. You know how it is when you run out of laundry detergent or something. Put some water at the end of the laundry detergent. You know, shake that bad boy up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's some soap right there, man. It all ain't gone yet. You know what I'm saying? You got to learn how to improvise. But until you have to use that Dawn soap in the shower, that's how I grew up. Like, man, we didn't have no Dove soap. You know how it is with black folks. We got that dry skin. You know what I'm saying? But when you got that Dove soap, you got to get out the shower real quick. Hurry up, go get that Dawn soap real quick. They say it cut through grease. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, that's when you know it's real. But, yo, word on the street, man, Kanye West. Yes, before I get into that, man, for those who are tuning in, if you're able to call, you know what I'm saying, you can call in 877-921-1656 and tell me your ghetto moment. If you had a ghetto moment, feel free to call in and let me know, 877-921-1656. My ghetto moment was, you know, ran out of soap, you know what I'm saying, so I put some water at the end of the Dove soap because I didn't want to use my kid's soap. And Harrison, bar soap is the word. I know, huh? Hey, that stuff will dry you out real quick, man. It'll dry you out real quick. But, yo, what on the street? Kanye West, man, he's in good spirits now. And there's been sources telling back and forth with Live Nation saying they're ready to go. They're ready to G.O. as soon as Kanye West is ready to G.O., man. You know, word on the street, Kanye West, he just said, F it, forget it, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting off a tour, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting off a tour. I'm just, like, he was going through a lot, and I remember during that whole little time, Kim K was robbed in Paris, you know what I'm saying? She was robbed in Paris, and while he was on tour, so I could just only imagine, you know, Kanye West going from city to city, song to song, you know what I'm saying? And that's the St. Pablo tour, wasn't it? He just threw up the deuces, man. And word on the street, yeah, he had went to rehab, and everybody know he went to go visit. Well, first he said, hey, if I could vote, I would have voted for Trump. And then the internet came out of him. Only time the internet has been defeated is whenever Tom Brady came back and beat the Atlanta Falcons. Other than that, the internet is defeated. And, oh, they roasted Kanye West. They also roasted Steve Harvey as well. But, yeah, they roasted Kanye West. Then Kanye West went into supposedly a word on the street, a deeper depression. You know what I'm saying? And then he just went off. He just said he's done with this tour. You know what I'm saying? And he's done with the door, and then pretty much, you know what I'm saying, he just needed to go find himself. And a lot of people, see, that's why I call my show Soar Every Day, you know what I'm saying, because every day, you know, especially with these young pups right now, you know what I'm saying, everybody is talking about no days off, whoop-de-whoop this, no sleep, team no sleep, you know what I'm saying, but sometimes, you know, Soar Every Day means sometimes you got to get you some sleep, you know what I'm saying, sometimes you get better by just basically taking a rest, because you want to know what they say. They say practice makes perfect. No, perfect practice makes perfect. But and to make that, because somebody can be going on 6 days, 7 days straight and start getting bad habits. And once you start forming them bad habits, we all know that them bad habits is not where it's at. I appreciate you, Big Mike. You know what I'm saying? We all know them bad habits is not where it's at. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes. Man, I'm reading a book right now. I'm reading a book called You Can, You Will by Joel Osteen, man. And that book right there, it basically, you know, it, it, it's, it, just, man, you know that light that's inside of you? It's like it's feeding me. You know what I'm saying? And in that book, he goes, these two men were chopping down a tree with an axe. One man just kept chopping. Boom, 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 chopping, chopping away, chopping away. And so was the other man. Boom, 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 boom. They just chopping away, chopping away. Then one man goes, you know what? I'm going to chill for right now, and I'm going to go sharpen my axe. You know what I'm saying? And he asked his homeboy, hey man, you want to sharpen your axe too? He said, no, man, I got work to do. I gotta cut this tree down. Boom, 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 boom. So he kept chopping away, chopping away. So the dude went to go sharpen his axe. 3 hours later, he came back. Homeboy was still chopping his axe. Boom, 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 boom. But now the homeboy who was sharpening his axe beat the dude who was trying to chop down the axe with the dull tree, and then ended up chopping down two times as many trees as the man with the dull axe. So the moral of that story is sometimes you need to sit that butt down somewhere. Sit that butt down, recuperate. Trust me, I know. I tried to do it, man. No days off, no sleep, and ended up breaking down. Your body can't take it. You know what I'm saying? Your body cannot take it. What I can say about that, man, you got to be passionate. You got to be motivated after that high goes off. You know how you can go to church camp and then you all high off Jesus. You know what I'm saying? At church camp, you high off Jesus, man. You know, Jesus this, Jesus that. Man, when I get back home, I'm going to change my life around. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Or even if you've, I remember in Arkansas, I went to the same town where Jamie Foxx is from, and I went to this camp with Darren. Darren, and then I was there with one of our coaches from Harding. Coach Simons. Yeah, man, we went up there with Coach Simons and Darren Newsom. We went up there, man, when we met with some abused kids, some kids that's been abused, and, you know, and while you're there, man, you high, you know, because them kids – oh, you know, you know, they gravitate to you. They love to see you. You're an athlete. You're a football player. They just looking up to you. So, you know, you say once you get back to school, you ain't going to be around the girls. Going to go party. You know what I'm saying? But next thing you know, you back at school, one of the kids hit you up. You might not even hit them back. But what I'm saying, just like at church camp, man, you so high off God and so high off Jesus, you be like, when I get back home, I'm just going to, I'm going to keep this high going. I'm going to keep this going. But when you get home, you find yourself maybe not going to church as much, maybe not talking about Jesus or God as much. You know what I'm saying? So that high has went off, has worn down. So that's what I'm trying to say. You got to stay passionate after that high has worn off. You know what I'm saying? And that's where commitment comes in. Because once that high rolls off, once you're done, you know what I'm saying, you don't wake up every morning and you don't feel that rush sometimes, you know, that's when that high rolls off, you know what I'm saying, and that's where that commitment comes in. You got to stay committed. Yesterday I was talking about being persistent, and as well as being persistent, you got to stay committed, man, because once that commitment comes in, that's when the high has wore off, and then that's when you start to find your zone. That's when you be like, I'm on my level. Hey, let's turn up. Make a little change. You got some sunflower seeds? No, but yo, man, commitment is just whenever you stay at it, man. No matter what the results are, no matter what, if you do videos or on Facebook or whether you tweeting things, you're not getting no retweets, or whether you're trying to holler at a girl. You're trying to holler at a girl, and you just know, I'm going to marry this woman, but right now she messing with all these knuckleheads with their pants hanging down, talking about they got swag. But you be like, you know what, I'm going to be cool, I'm going to play it by far, you know what I'm saying, because I do got my stuff together. But when she done hey, messing with them little boys, then she can come mess with somebody with some class. You know what I'm saying? You can be committed to a woman like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just, what are you committed to? You know what I'm saying? And how you can find your passion. Your passion is just something that you do for free and you don't even realize it. You know what I mean? And like Aaron Harrison right there was talking about he need a verse. You know what I mean? Like maybe he liked to write. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he liked to, put his thoughts on paper. You know what I mean? That could be passion as well. And if you're just now tuning in, man, you're tuning in to Soar Every Day with your boy Petey Pete. Feel free to call in 877-921-1656 and give me your most ghetto moment. My ghetto moment is when I'm in the shower and I got And I realized I ain't got no soap then. Sometimes you got to use your kid's soap. Or sometimes you got to use that Dawn soap. You know what I'm saying? But as well, also what on the street? Chris Paul. Chris Paul done got traded to the Rockets. Now, what is going on with the NBA? Oh, sweet baby Jesus. I don't know what's going on, man. So we all know about Kevin Durant. Whoop-de-whoop. I really didn't think, especially when Kevin Durant got hurt towards the middle of the year this past year, man. I was like, oh, they're done. You know what I'm saying? They're done. But they wasn't done. And I was watching LeBron James play, you know, before the playoffs, and I was like, I can't watch this. When LeBron hitting fadeaways, period. You know, man, I'm just like, man, I ain't about to watch this. You know, they about to win. It's starting to turn into the championship, and, yo, it is exactly what we all expected it to be. You know what I'm saying? So now everybody trying to catch up with the Golden State Warriors. I see LeBron and cut his hair bald. He was like, well, I guess I am going to have to do the MJ. Also, and then, but the Rockets, man, they picked up CP3. And now I already got James Harden. Ain't they both like point guards or something, man? Somebody, if y'all want to chime in on that, go ahead and chime in. Because how is that going to work? Like, how is that really even going to work? Chris Paul, James Harden, like they both like point. Something's gonna have to get. You know, they both just going to be dribbling. Well, yo, man. To each his own, man. Shout out to the NBA. Shout out to the Rockets, man. It's all about commitment, just like I was said, and bettering yourself as well. Also, the ESPYs. If y'all try to vote for the ESPYs, y'all can go to ESPN.com. It's happening July 12th on ABC. One of these days, I'm going to get on the ESPYs, you know what I'm saying? That's one of my goals. I'm going to get up there, and I'm going to give a speech on the ESPYs, you know what I'm saying, on how I can help the youth out and things like that. But also, where my Tim Tebow fans at? I got a story about Tim Tebow. You know what I'm saying? But yo, what on the street, Tim Tebow, he hit a home run. He hit a bomb in his first day in his Class A game, and it was a doubleheader. It was in the second game. All my baseball people know in the second game is usually, you know, it's not the starters that's playing, but sometimes. But yo, in a doubleheader in the second game, he hits a home run against the St. Lucie. He's with the St. Lucie Mets. Yeah, man. So, shout out to Tim Tebow. I remember when we were in the Gator Bowl back in 2008. We was out doing something. We on the football team. Oh, Lord. Well, this is in 2008. This is actually whenever I felt like I knew I was going to be great, man. I was mainly on special teams. And during that time, I believe I was a starter on the kickoff team. Shout out to everybody be on that kickoff team, baby. We used to get caught, you know what I'm saying? Do 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 do. Ooh, hey, that just gets my blood pumping though, man. But back in 2008, after practice one day, me and a couple boys, I ain't gonna say their names, you know what I'm saying? But we got together. It was like, say, man, y'all trying to get out past curfew? Coach Ruff is with OU now. Coach Leach is with Washington State. Dennis Simmons is with OU too. So all the coaches is gone from Tech. So, you know what I'm saying? I guess we can finally talk about that, man. So, but yeah, man, we ended up meeting up with some girls. I don't know where we met them at. But we met up with some girls, went back to their apartment, and nothing happened. Nothing happened. Just let me say that right now. Nothing happened, but one dude, I ain't going to say his name, but he did just have a baby. Yeah. Started trying to do a lap dance. But, yo, man, we sitting there kicking it, you know what I'm saying, just having some drinks. And they goes, yeah, a week before, Tim Tebow was in our apartment. And this is when Tebow was like the number one player in the world at that time, Tim Tebow. They was like, yeah, Tim Tebow was up here last week, and we met him, and then he was like, yeah, let's come ahead, and it was like, you want to come to a party? And Tim Tebow was like, yeah, you know, well, he didn't drink or anything, because we all know Tim Tebow didn't drink, but they just started talking about how antisocial he was, and and things like that. And that's when that was the first little thing. I was like, so y'all, like, Tim Tebow was really here. You know what I'm saying? They started putting out their phones. I was like, ah, okay, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? But people that's usually that great in sports, and usually people that are that great at anything, whether that's media, you know what I'm saying? Usually some people are antisocial, and that's really not their scene. So shout out to Tim Tebow, man, for keeping your head straight. You know, always putting God first. I remember when he put 316 on his eyes back in the day during the championship game, John 3:16. People after that game, it was the most people has ever looked up John 3:16. Allegedly, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going off a word of mouth right there of what Tim Tebow said. But shout out to Tim Tebow. And that just goes to show, man, when you believe in something, when you believe and you just know you can do it, I mean, go do it. In 20 years, you're going to be more upset of things that what you didn't do than things that you did do. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody that's following their dreams. It don't matter. Coach Mike was up. Coach Mike commented up there, man. He's the head coach of Bacon in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Shout out to Bacon. Shout out to Big Mike. You know what I'm saying? He was my high school coach as well. But y'all talking about a firm believer in God. Now, Big Mike, I remember the memory of Big Mike, Mike. I don't know if you still remember. We was in ninth grade. And you all know when you got some great baseball coaches, man. No matter what the weather was, you know, I remember it was cold. And that we out there taking care of the field. Because if you don't take care of the field, you know what I'm saying, nobody really want to come play on things like that. So after practice, we take care of the field. We ranking them out. And Mike always makes sure we pray. And so we up there, we gathered. It's all the freshman team. We gathered around the mound. And Mike goes, who got it today? And that means who's going to lead the prayer. He said, who got it today? And we all looked around. He said, I guess don't nobody believe in Jesus today. Me and my boys, we still talk about this. Talk about that to this day. Man, that's what's up, man. Because kids that age, man, really need to know about God and, you know what I'm saying, and know what to believe in. And plus, when you play sports, everybody know when you read your Bible and pray to God, you just play better. You just play better, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody that's going to FCA as well, man. But word on the street, man. Yeah, we're talking about Kanye West, Chris Paul getting traded to the Rockets. The ESPYs, is July 12th. You know what I'm saying? You can go vote for your favorite athlete. You know what I'm saying? Go to ESPN.com, and as well as Tim Tebow hits his first home run in his first game class. Hey, man, so shout out to them. And remember, no matter what you've done, remember you stay committed. After that candle seems to send us burned out, you stay committed. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how you can get – you know how when you're running, you just get in that zone. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, especially when you're on a treadmill, you just get in that zone. You forget about the time. You forget about everything. You're just in that zone. So that's why you got to get into that routine and stay committed. Some people want to stay committed to their wife. You might want to stay committed to that job. Maybe you want to stay committed to that positive attitude. So when the negative thoughts come, you know what I'm saying, we just got to learn to control those negative thoughts. You feel me? Positive things happen to positive people. Do what you love and love what you do. Life is about making your dreams come true, man. If you want to hear the full broadcast, go to pdp.online as well as soareveryday.com. Let me give a shout out to Big Rich. He's supposed to be coming to the 104.9 The Beat today to talk about his D-line, O-line camp. And if anybody around here in the 806 area, if y'all got some kids that's looking to get into a great football camp that's going to be coached by some former Red Raiders and former Canadian League professional player, feel free to inbox me. I'll give you Big Rich's number, his info, so y'all can make sure y'all soar every day as well. You know what I'm saying? What up, Dre? You know what I'm saying? Just go ahead, just inbox me, your kids' information, and I will inbox Big Rich as well. But remember, commitment. It's all about commitment. You know what I mean? You got to stay committed. If you don't stay committed, hey, you're just going to live in regret. You know what I'm saying? And just like I just said, in 20 years, you might be upset of the things that you didn't do instead of the things that you did. And it's, so what if people saying no? So what if people saying you can't do it? So what if people saying that's a dumb idea? So what if people say, man, don't holler at that girl. She been with everybody. Maybe he tried to get with her and he couldn't get her. Well, so of course she didn't be with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Maybe no matter what it is, no matter what you're passionate about. Maybe you like to fix cars. You know what I'm saying? Man, everybody needs their car fixed, and don't nobody want to go to Walmart all the time. I mean, one time Walmart. I got my tires rotated, and they didn't even put my back tire on all the way. I was like, what's going on here? Just boom, 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 boom. So if I would have known back, I would have. If I'd known now, I was just like, hey, let me talk to your manager. You know what I'm saying? But I'm that type of person, though, man. I don't want to get nobody in trouble because some people, we got some snakes out here. Some people could say that they your sister and then go around and tell on you. Some people say that they your brother. That thing, you know, they calling the police on you or hollering at your girl right there. You know what I'm saying? I was watching Chris Rock. They say the person your girl going to cheat on you with done been in your house, drunk your water, ate your food. You know what I'm saying? So, man, hey, to each his own. You know what I mean? Hey, so it's that time for me to go ahead and get up in G.O. You know what I'm saying? Do what you love and love what you do. Life's about making your dreams come true. And remember, we got 4th of July coming up, man. There's going to be a lot of people that's drinking and driving. Make sure you guys be safe. Get you an Uber. Get you a Lyft. Or, you know what I'm saying? If your girl don't drink, get her. Tell her. Like, say, girl. Say, girl. Let me get a ride. Already though, man. But hey, man, just let me tell y'all. Just let me tell y'all one thing. You got to stay committed, and that's right, Dre. Commitment and consistency, man. You got to stay committed. I never would have been here right now if I didn't never stay committed. And I was doing stuff, you know, with no money, had no money, not making no money, and you know, and it's all about love, baby. You give what you give. You feel me? Hey, Peep Gang, stay true to yourself. Everybody else is taken. That's your boy, PDP. Soar every day.